Thank you for calling Customer Service. Jacob, how may I help you?
Hey, Jacob. This is Joe Pinner. I just placed an order, but then it added something else on. It added something else on because it was for the little band on your wristband, and it added on the earplugs, and then it added on something else because it went from 12-something to 18-something.
I can help you with that. If you can give me a zip code, pull up a valid account.
64052.
The first and last name?
Pinter, P-I-N-T-E-R, Joe, J-O-E.
I appreciate that. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
2616 South Santa Fe Road.
I appreciate that. So I do see this is regards to a Vibe watch that you purchased just a few moments ago, correct?
Yes.
All right. So when it comes to this campaign, for whatever reason, they have a 20-minute delay in their payment processing for anything that they may have tacked on outside of that watch.
Yeah.
So is the watch the product that you originally wanted?
Yes.
Okay. So what did they put on some earbuds and stuff too?
Yeah, they added earbuds, and maybe they added two earbuds. I don't know, because it went from 12-something for the two of them, and then, boom, it went to 18-something. So like 5-something feet.
Okay. So I can send a document off to tell them whenever the payment does finish processing that they can just take that off and cancel anything that is not the watch. How's that sound?
Okay.
Just bear with me.
Will they? So they will charge my card?
If you've already seen those on your account, they've already charged it, so they'll just return it back to your card.
All right, because I just saw it on the ad there. I just did this and it happened, so I haven't seen it on my card yet. But I saw it kept adding it up, and I didn't want that. I didn't want that extra stuff.
All right, like I said, I don't even see it on my account. The only thing I do see is the Vibe watch by itself, and that's it. So I would have to send off a document that says anything additional needs to be canceled and returned.
Okay. All right, we can do that. I'll just watch for it, and then I'll look at my report on my bank statement, see where that goes.
That sounds like a plan. Just bear with me while I make these cancellations for you, or the send off this document for you.
How we doing? Yeah. Put your hook. Put a big hook on this end, and then this one. Pull it. This one goes up. Or down.
Yeah, just bear with me a few more minutes.
All right. Why I don't like ordering anything off the line.
I understand, but that's also why they got us here to try to help whenever some things like this happen.
Oh yeah, that's good. Okay. If you hang it up and you pull that, the chain will roll up on here and go down, or it'll go up by pulling this chain, one way or the other. Pull this one, it goes up. Pull the other one, it goes down.
All right, so I got your account notated, and I got that document sent off to cancel and reverse any additional charges outside of
Thank
the
you.
Watch. So What I would do, however, just to be on the safe side, call back in an hour or whenever you get a free moment at today, just to see if okay. your account on our end updated. And whenever whoever you talk to then, we'll see what I've done. So maybe they have fixed it by then, or they can just fix it when you call. I just don't like leaving it up to the document if I can't do it myself.
I see. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So just we'll like I said, give call back in an hour or so whenever you get a free moment and see if it updated.
Okay. Thank you much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a better day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.